Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see everybody today. Don't you just love it when it's good and crisp like this? It's good to have everybody with us today. I've been praying for you and for everybody's safety. You know, one of the things, of course, last week we had our services canceled because of the weather. Just wanted to be on the safe side with that. But one of the first conversations I had this morning that warmed my heart, they said, "I so missed our church last week," and it didn't hit me until about like Tuesday. And they said, but it made me realize how much that I missed that communion. We had a good conversation with that, but we should. You know, there's a reason why God tells us, forsake not the gathering together of yourselves. And it's that communion that we share and the spirit that connects us in the Lord. It brings us strength. It brings us encouragement. And when you're a family, you should miss each other. So it's good to see everybody here today. I just want to open our services today, as we always do, at a moment of prayer, just to pray in the quietness, the stillness, the privacy of your own heart. Just pray that God would open your heart and make you sensitive to the things that he would have for you, but that God would have complete control over services here and be exalted this morning. Lord Jesus, we come into your presence today. Again, I just thank you for that privilege. Father, may we never come before your throne with complacency or apathy in our hearts. Lord, it is a privilege that you have given to us to come into your throne room, and I pray that we all would do that with humility this morning. Lord, I pray for those who are with us, but also those who are not, maybe some who are traveling, maybe those who are still on their way. Maybe those who aren't feeling well, that you would just put a hedge of care around them. I pray, Lord, that your spirit would be present here with us this morning. This is your church. We are your people. And we pray that you would fill us, Father, with your power, with your correction, with your strength, with your encouragement. Whatever it is that we need, we pray that you would see fit, Father, to give us that. Through your word this morning, may every tongue exalt you, but more importantly, may every heart exalt you here today, and may you truly be praised and glorified. May you be pleased in what you hear. Father, I pray that you would just bar the enemy, keep him from this place and his distractions and his discouragement. Father, I pray that you would just fill us with your joy, with your peace, with your presence, and with your power. We need you. And we exalt you here this morning, for in the name of Jesus Christ, our King and Messiah, our Savior, we pray all these things. Amen.
Amen. Now I'm going to ask everybody to please stand. We're going to praise the Lord in song. And just before we start singing an awesome, awesome hymn, "Praise Ye the Lord, the Almighty, the King of Creation." You know, how beautiful is it when it snows? It just isn't amazing. I mean, yeah, nod your head if you're in agreement. It's just so pure white and clean and gorgeous. You know, it says in Job 38:22, "Has thou entered into the treasuries of the snow?" It is a treasure. It's just gorgeous. It's like a fresh start, kind of like a new year. You know what I'm saying? And we were driving into church this morning. We're coming through that area called the Pines in Madison with the big, tall pine trees. And the snow was coming off those pine boughs. The sun was coming through, and the trees are all frosted, and I thought we were in a Hallmark movie. It was just amazingly beautiful, and it just made me think about the treasuries of snow and how great our God is. He's the King of creation, all of it. Let's sing this morning, "Praise Ye the Lord, the Almighty." Praise Ye.
Praise Ye the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation.
Let the people say, amen. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated.
I'm going to throw a curveball here at Rick just for a second. So I'm going to go ahead and introduce our mission board, one of the members on our mission board there. Gentlemen, is the, we're going to find out, is the cordless mic good to go? All right, I got that turned on. So Jeff Kaiser, if you'll go ahead and come forward for just a moment. Several months ago, it's been a long time coming, we've formed a mission board, and we have stressed the importance of not only praying and supporting our missionaries, but bringing them before you, the church, so that you can understand who they are, what it is that they're facing, what specifically they may need prayer in, and where their ministry stands right now. So we do that at the beginning of the month with the holidays and then the snow and everything. It's been a little delayed, but Jeff is on our mission board committee, and he's here to update us on our missionaries of the month. So, Jeff, if you would, please. Now, don't hold this down here.
No.
Way up here. That's
down
right.
Here?
Yeah.
Or up here.
There you go.
Okay. This morning, there they are. We're going to pray for the month of January for the neighbors, Emmanuel and Teresa. They are from Romania, and they got saved in Romania. They became, they came on board with the Word of Life, and the Lord put on their hearts to go to Greece. They went to Greece, and in Greece they learned the language. They came back here to the United States to do their deputation work. And we had them here, and I can't remember if it was 2 or 3 years ago, but they came here, and at that time, Teresa was pregnant with Paul. Okay, I'd just like to read one thing to you. In Matthew 5, we read verses 11 and 12, "Blessed are you when people assault you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you, because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." And I'm having a hard time reading a small print. I asked my cataracts to take a vacation for 5 minutes, but it didn't agree with me. But I want to read it from the letter from Emmanuel, and in this letter he states the atmosphere of what it's like to be in Greece and to, you know, do his ministry there. read. Greece presents itself as a Christian nation. 98% of the people there are Greek Orthodox. But we see the need to clarify what that really means. The Orthodox, at a practical level, is reduced to keeping the church traditions, rituals, worship of church-proclaimed saints, respect obedience to the church writings, rather than the Bible, which is considered to have less authority than the Orthodox books. Salvation is through infant baptism, good works, observances of church demands. Now listen to this. Salvation through Christ alone is considered blasphemy. You imagine that? As soon as you and I step off the plane in Greece, we're considered blasphemers. Whew. And they wonder why the candlestick was taken away from the church in Greece. Generally, the people don't have any knowledge of the Bible, and the young people predominantly would rather declare themselves atheist. I guess the young people are disenfranchised with the Orthodox Church. Church attendance in a year is once. In other words, they go to church maybe once a year just to keep their foot in the door, to let the church know that we're Orthodox. That's pretty sad. Where am I here? Church attendance is but once a year. People are prone to defend their orthodoxy title, but when it comes to the person of God, the majority do not believe in him. Here, listen to this one now. It's illegal to share the gospel or give religious literature to those under 18 years old. The biggest problem is not the people rejecting the message of the gospel, but that they have not even heard it, so they are ignorant of how they can be saved. The Bible translation into the contemporary Greek started to circulate in 1995. Therefore, the majority do not have a readable and understanding copy of the Bible. Now listen to this about the students in school. The students are taught at school that non-Orthodox are by definition heretics. So you and I walk off the plane, we're heretics. And are considered to be, okay, now, let me read this better. The Orthodox who are living in sin are better people than anyone who's not Orthodox. And we're considered, and this is what's taught in the school, anybody who is not Orthodox is considered a heretic. You and I would be considered heretics. So this is the atmosphere our brother and sister in Christ are in Greece. So instead of the church being on their side, actually, the Greek Orthodox Church is their enemy, the enemy to the gospel. But Emmanuel does say this. He says he's looking back for 2016, and we are very thankful. And this is what one of the things he's thankful for, and that is, even though they've had strong opposition from ungodly people, but God's support has helped them in every way. And one more thing I like to add is another thing that they were very happy with this past year is historical first opportunity to preach the gospel in a Greek high school. You imagine that? You can't say anything to anybody under 18 years old, but they allowed them in a high school. And this is how they got in. In early October, we had the privilege of entering into a high school in Athens to share the gospel for the first time. Fernando Serrano is is with Word of Life Missionary in Argentina. Saved miraculously from drug addiction, which started at 12 years old, and contacting HIV at 15. God is using him and the program called HIV Versus Life so that the students are warned against addiction, but most importantly, so that they hear about the message and person that actually changed Ferrando's life. So they went into the schools in the guise of drug addiction, but in the process, how did you get out of this addiction? Well, my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is how they got around that 18 years of age. And two more things I'd like to add. The same program, HIV Versus Life, they went to a addiction center, and there six people were saved. And then they went to a youth ministry, and eight young people were saved. Yes. And one more thing that he does, he manual in the churches with his wife, they teach the young people to evangelize, because it's not against the law for a younger person under 18 to go and preach the gospel or share it with a friend under 18 years old. So this is where they're reaching the young people so the young people can go out and share the gospel with other young people. So when you think of Emmanuel and Teresa Negru, remember the atmosphere they're in, pray for them. And this is the same fellow that was giving out over 20, well, his team gave out over 20,000 Bibles to the people from Syria who were refugees coming into Greece, because Greece was the door to Europe, and they came into Greece so they could go through Europe. But while they were in Greece, Emmanuel and his wife and their team went out, and they were giving out Bibles, giving out clothing and food, and just sharing with them the gospel. So remember them in your prayers, and I'll thank you for it.
Let's just go to the Lord in prayer right now for the Negru family. Almighty, infinite Father, we come before you today, and Lord, you've given us a commission. You've given us a command to go into all the world and make disciples of all nations. And Father, that's to all of us. But I thank you for those who have been faithful to the call to take it overseas and around the world. And specifically today, Father, while we lift up all the missionaries to you, not just our missionaries, your missionaries all over the world, we specifically ask that your hand of protection be around the Negru family. Father, I think of Emmanuel, and Lord, for his wife Teresa, that you would just have your hand upon them, that you would keep their marriage strong, that you would keep them strong together. Father, I pray that you would be with their children, be with Abigail and with Lois and be with Paul. And Lord, just help them to be raised and trained in the admonition of the Lord, and that they would not wander from that path. Father, I pray that their mission that you have given to them, that they would remain faithful and fervent in it, that they would continue to see fruit from that. But Father, most of all, they would be obedient to the call you have placed on their life. Father, I think of the young people under 18 years of age who are being trained to go out into the world and give this gospel. I pray that you would raise up the young Timothys and the Pauls and the Peters, and Lord, those who are going to be strong in your word, that they would be grounded and have a fervent desire to give your truth to their classmates, to their teammates, to their friends, to their neighbors. And Father, may this spread like wildfire into the families, into the homes, and throughout that nation, that all would come to know the one true living God, the name of Jesus Christ, as their personal Savior. We love you and pray that we too would spread the light of the true gospel. Lord, that we would not remain silent. For as it is written across the doorposts of our doors here, we're entering the mission field when we step foot outside of these walls. Father, I pray that we would be obedient to that call. Father, I pray that you would just work as you see fit. We love you, and again, thank you and praise you for the report from the other side of your earth of what you continue to do. Lord, we love you and praise you and thank you for all things and the privilege it is to serve you. In the name of Jesus, we pray and ask all these things. Amen. Rick?
Good morning. Well, it seems like a long time since we've been here, doesn't it? Having to miss last week, and but it's so good to be here. You know, Jeff, thank you for sharing that information about Greece. You know, thinking it, and that's where Paul spent a lot of time, in Greece. And look how far they come from the gospel and from the truths of God's word. But thank you for sharing that information with us, Jeff. We don't usually single people out, but I really have to do this. There's some birthdays coming up, and one of them is Terry's birthday is today. My precious wife, Terry, and pastors in a couple days. And Trent, I think you're coming up too, right? So we got a whole bunch of birthdays, and there's probably a bunch of others, and just happy birthday, everybody who's having one. Birthdays are good things to have. Yeah. And so, look, we're also happy that Pastor's here. He's talking, and you got new teeth? He's got temporary new teeth. He had to go. He had kind of a big dentist appointment on Monday, and Becca said it was like pulling teeth to get him to go, but... But he's here, and he's got teeth in his mouth, and he's talking, and we're so blessed that we got Pastor here and to preach to us today. Thank you, God, that he's here with us. A couple announcements. Walk through Bethlehem today after Sunday school. We have a little lunch and a reflection and praise meeting to just talk about it a little bit, evaluate it a little. So everyone who was involved with, I guess everybody's invited to lunch, right, Pastor? And anyone who wants to stay can stay and talk about the walk through Bethlehem. Please plan on doing that. And then, Trent, you got a couple announcements for Word of Life?
We have a lot of things going on with the teens. Not only is snow camp coming up, and if you don't have your money in, if you don't have your money in for the kids, get it into Linda. It's going to be February 3rd through the 5th. Kids, don't be afraid. We're going to have a hooky day. We're leaving at 8 a.m. Friday morning and headed up to the Adirondacks. It's not too late, I don't believe, if there's spots available, to have kids jump on. So if you haven't or somebody else wants to go, please invite them. By the way, we named our youth group. Our new name is Prime. So if you're like, what is Prime? It's in the bulletin. Prime stands for, yes, it's an acronym, Prepared, Ready, Invested in My Eternity. Pretty good, right? Come on. And guess what Wednesday night is? Prime time. That's right. That's when we're going to grow in the Lord. So Prime time is Wednesday nights. On Sunday, January 22nd, we have to get busy with our cardboard sled for the snow camp and our banner, and we're also going to discuss Engage. That's the big competition where the students get to sign up, the teens, and use their gifts, talents, and abilities for the Lord in singing, preaching, all kinds of different categories. This year's theme is going to be children's ministry, so we're going to also be discussing that. So parents, we're also got a Prime magazine. It's a lot looking like Time magazine, but Prime thing coming out with all these events on them. And I told your teens to make sure your parents see these. So please ask, hey, where's our thing? So you know what the schedule is. All right? Again, please, we're excited about the teens this new year. There's a lot going on. I don't know if you noticed, but God's really been adding to our numbers. There's been a lot of kids. I appreciate their enthusiasm. And pray for them. It's tough being a kid in this world today. All right? Everybody's got a phone in their pocket pretty much. And so things and temptations that you and I didn't have when we were kids, that accessible, are right there at any moment. Pray for them. Okay? Thank you.
Thanks, Trent. I love that. I love that. Wednesday night is prime time. That's fantastic. Great. Excellent. Good things happening with the teens, right? So one other announcement. If you look in the back of the bulletin, call them all. And if you don't know what call them all is, if you're not on the list, this is why we're asking you to get on the list. Pastor will send out a message. It's kind of like email in a way, but it's through the phone, either your cell phone or your home phone. And if there's a schedule change or a special announcement, Pastor will call your number, and there'll be an announcement on there saying that, for example, there was no church last Sunday. How many came? Anybody come last Sunday? One? You got to get on the list. But please write your name down and leave it in Linda's mailbox down at the end of the hall there. And it's important to get your name on there. And Pastor only calls you. Again, it's a robocall that goes out if there's a special announcement or schedule change. And it's very, very helpful to get those calls. With that, we have the ushers come forward. And as they do, let's all stand. And we're going to recite together 1 Peter 2:21. It's up on the screen behind me. Let's go ahead and recite that together now. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. 1 Peter 2:21. And John Billings, would you lead us in a prayer?
God in heaven, we just thank you for so many blessings you have bestowed upon us, traveling mercies through these storms, Lord. Roof over our head, Lord. Food in the cupboards, Lord. But as we give back to part of what you've given to us, Lord, that we might do with cheerful hearts, Lord. That is not a commandment, Lord, but it's also that we do cheerfully, knowing that you will bless us tenfold back, Lord. I just pray for the deacons as they make decisions what to do with the money, that they search their heart and search for you, Lord, in everything when it comes to the money of this church. In Jesus' name, amen.
You take what is and you make it
Amen. Thank you, girls. I don't know if that's ever going to happen again. Make me sing after that. Those are my girls, if you didn't know. Whew. And what great words. You alone, Lord, have the power to redeem. You know, the one who had the breath to give people life. We just read about Jairus' daughter this morning in Mark in our quiet time. And he just spoke the words, little girl, daughter, arise. She was alive. That's the kind of power that Jesus has. The power to save us all. Let's stand up and let's praise the Lord in song right now.
Give thanks to the Lord our God and King, because He endures
comfort to know that He is with us forever. You know, I try and stress that to the teens. When you're a teenager and you're a kid, what's forever? You know what I'm saying? You think you've got your whole life ahead of you. And I try and tell them, your life is a drop in the bucket. One grain of sand on the Clinton Town beach, a drop in the ocean, it is going to go by quick. And only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. End of story. God is the great I am. What an awesome title that only you could take. I am. End of story. Let's sing about it right now.
I want to be close to your side, so heaven death is alive. I want to hear voices of angels above singing as one. Hallelujah. Worthy, worthy, God Almighty, great I am.
about what you're singing.
The mountains shake before him, the demons run and flee. At the mention of your name, King of Majesty, there is no power in hell or any who can stand before the power and the presence of the great I am. Great I am. Great I am. Great I am. Hallelujah. Holy, holy, God Almighty. Great I am.
Thank you.
There is a Redeemer.
There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One.
Thank you.
Giving us your Son.
Praise you, Lord.
And giving your Spirit to the work on earth is done.
Jesus.
Jesus, my Redeemer.
Keep singing.
When I stand in glory, I will see his face. There I'll serve my King.
Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you because you're the great I am. End of story. You always have been, you are, you always will be. You're almighty. You're in control forever. Lord, we love you. We praise you. We thank you for the reminder from the freshly fallen snow of your precious son's blood that can just cleanse us and make those sins whiter than snow. That's how much you loved us, that you sent your only begotten son. Lord God, we love you and we praise you. Use Pastor as he brings your word to us right now, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.